Thanks again for giving us a little time to talk to you. So, Mr. President, if I may ask you, how was your meeting with fellow leaders who led their individual delegations to monitor these elections in Ghana?
Well, it was a very good meeting. We first met before the election just to exchange the views on how we are going to observe the elections. Elections have taken place yesterday. We felt that it's very important for us to meet again so that we can look into what had happened yesterday, the day of elections. So this is what we did some minutes ago.
So, Mr. President, if I may ask you, you went to several polling stations to monitor and observe what went on at the polling stations. What was your experience like? And when you met and spoke with some of these presiding officers and some of the voters, what did you come up with?
Well, first, I was very much impressed. This is not my first time to observe elections, but I think those who have been assigned to handle the elections, they were very well trained. They were very well trained. Of course, they informed me about some little problems that they encountered, especially when it comes to logistics. Materials came late, and in the afternoon when I went to check some of them, I found that they have coped up very, very well. They have attended to those, although they have had some delays. And people were very enthusiastic to vote. And I have not seen anything that disturbed me. In the contrary, I saw things that made me happy, that yes, the people of Ghana happily went to election to elect the leaders of their choice.
So, Mr. President, if I may ask you, how about the process of authenticating these voters who wanted to cast their ballot? How was the process like? And what did you observe about that?
Well, first of all, the people went to vote at the polling stations where they have registered as voters. And I saw some who came there. I think were not very well informed. They stood in the queue for a long time, only to be told when they approached the desk that this is not the right polling station, they should go to the other polling station. In this particular case, they were somehow lucky because there were more than two polling stations at the same place. So they shifted from here, went to the correct polling stations, and they voted there. So I have not seen big problems at all, I must say.
So, Mr. President, if I may ask you this question, the meeting with election officials who have been given the mandate by the Constitution to monitor the elections, what were some of the things you discussed with them, and from discussion, did you repose confidence in them?
Well, those people, I discussed with them technical things. The time of starting and the manner, the booth, for example, were stationed. You find that there were some who were facing where the people are. Something in my view that jeopardized the secrecy of these people. Lucky enough, they were a little bit far, so perhaps nobody could see, but the way they were positioned, I felt that it was not a correct one. We talked about those things, and we did also talk about those who were coming, elderly people particularly, and the blind people, how they were assisted. They informed me they had a program arranged for those people, and they were they voted in accordance to the arrangements that had been put in place. They were, for example, the elderly people were assisted first, and things went very, very well. We did not talk other things apart from the technical aspects that are prevailing at the polling stations.
So, if I may ask you, in conclusion, what was or is your general takeaway from the Ghanaian 2016 general election? You have spoken to both candidates, the leading candidate or candidates. What was your impression? What did you come up with? And what did you tell them? Because, you know, accepting the outcome of the election is critical to the success of the election itself.
Well, I happen to know them all.
Right.
And I told them, friends, I am in a different jacket altogether, and I have come here leading the continental delegation to supervise, not supervising, but to see how you are doing things, in whether you are doing things in line with the guidelines of the AU, and I want you to tell me, how do you see the organization of the elections by those who have been entrusted with the responsibility to organize this? I was referring to the director of Electoral Commission. I was also referring to the people who are responsible for the maintenance of law and order. So they told me, each one told me his story. There was one who was saying that the police were not assisting them, and because of that they felt that they should mobilize their own people who can protect them. A situation that I felt it was not correct. If you have those who are assigned to deal with the situation, the maintenance of law and order, the police of the nation. You don't need to have other people organized who are not assigned with that responsibility. On that particular case, I saw the Inspector General of the Ghanaian police, and he, in actual fact, in a way denied that the police are neglecting their work, especially when it comes to the candidates. Say that they have assigned people, the police officers or the security people, to take care of the candidates. So they did not, he did not, that is the Inspector General of the police, like to accept what I was told. He said if they organized the people to protect them, maybe it's beside the police that we have already given. And those are some of the things that we discussed with the candidates, particularly the presidential candidates. I talked to them as a person in a different jacket altogether. But I wished them well, health-wise. I said, okay, this is a time that you have it to work. I wish you well, health-wise.
So, Mr. President, what would be your final message to the people of Ghana?
I wanted to thank the people of Ghana. And I thank them sincerely. The manner they conducted their elections was really commendable. Very, very commendable. Happy, standing in the queues. And I have not seen any body misbehaving. They were orderly, and I think Ghana has led the continent in many ways. The first black country in the continent to be independent, and I think even these elections, Ghana is taking the lead, and we appreciate very much the people of Ghana, the manner they behaved during the polling. It was wonderful.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Yes.
Mr. President, your former Minister of Information was, is a good friend of mine.
What is this?